Title: Raga Jungle Sub. Bounce and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper Raga Jungle Sub in Ableton Live 12, then bounce it, arrange it, and make it feel like it belongs under an Amen style break without turning into a floppy, late, low-end mess. Because in Raga Jungle, the sub isn't just the low end, it's the engine. It's the thing that makes the whole drop feel like it's leaning forward. And if the sub note lengths are wrong, or the placement is sloppy, your drums can be perfect and the track still won't move. So here's the mission for this lesson. We're building a clean sine-based sub that hits hard on a system, still speaks on small speakers, locks to the break rhythmically, and then we're arranging it into a 16 to 32 bar section with reedal movement. Call and response, little edits, mutes, pickups, the stuff that makes jungle feel alive. Step 0. Set up so the sub behaves. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170. I'm going to aim you at 165 BPM, because it's right in that sweet spot. Energetic but still roomy. Pick a key that's sub-friendly. F, F sharp, or G are classics because they sit nicely on systems. And quick coach note, don't tune your sub to your eyes. Tune it to the track. Drop a tuner device on the sub channel later, and confirm that your root node is actually landing where you think it is. It's shockingly easy to write a whole bass line that's a semitone off if you've been transposing clips or doing anything with pitch. Now, organize. Make groups. Drums, bass, music, vocals and FX. Keep the sub in mono and centered from day one. That's not a vibe choice, that's structural. Stereo sub equals phase problems and weak mono playback, and jungle needs that center punch. Cool. Step 1. Build the clean Raga Jungle sub with operator. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB, and put mono in the name to remind yourself to keep it disciplined. Load operator. Oscillator A. Sine wave. Turn voices to 1. Turn glide off, or if you want just a hint of slide for certain transitions, keep it tiny, like 10 to 20 milliseconds. Most classic Raga Jungle subs are more about note shape and rhythm than big portamento slides. Now the key part. The amp envelope. We want short, bouncy notes, not endless held sub that smears into the break. Set attack basically instant, like 0 to 3 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it falls away. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. This is one of the big jungle secrets. The groove isn't only where the notes are. It's how long they stay alive. If your sub notes are too long, your track feels slower, even if the BPM is high. Optional, but very useful. Add a tiny pitch envelope thump. Turn on pitch envelope in operator, set the amount somewhere like plus 6 to plus 15, and the decay around 40 to 90 milliseconds. You're not making a kick, you're just giving the front of the note a little doof so it reads on more systems. And keep your level conservative, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Headroom is part of the sound. If you build this too hot, you'll end up fighting it with processing later. Step 2. Make it audible on smaller speakers with controlled harmonics. A pure sine is beautiful, but it can disappear on phones and laptops. So we're going to add harmonics carefully, without turning the low end into fizzy low mid soup. First, EQ 8 before saturation. High pass at 20 to 25 Hg, steep enough to remove rumble. That's not musical down there, it's just eating headroom. If it's boomy, do a gentle wide dip somewhere around 60 to 90 Hg, maybe 2 dB. Don't do surgery yet, just tidy. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip are good starting modes. Drive 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. And here's a huge teacher tip. Level match, always. Trim the output so your before and after are roughly the same loudness, otherwise you'll think louder is better and you'll overcook it. After saturator, add another EQ 8. Now you're checking what saturation added. If you see or hear mud building in the 120 to 250 range, dip 1 to 3 dB. If you need more hearability, you can do a small wide boost around 200 to 400 Hg, like plus 1 or plus 2 dB. But don't hype it. The sub should feel deep, but also read. Step 3. The bounce. Note length plus placement. Let's write a reliable 1-bar pattern at 165 BPM. Set your MIDI grid to 16ths. Choose a root note, like F1 if you're an F. You can always transpose later, but start grounded. Place a short hit right on the downbeat, 1.1.1. Make that one slightly longer, maybe an 8th note. Then put another short hit around 1.2.3. That's going to give you that answer feeling against the break. Then hit beat 3. 1.3.1. Make that one a stronger accent. Jungle loves that mid-bar reassertion. That's where the floor comes back in. Then a late hit around 1.4.3. Keep it short. Now, vary note lengths. Downbeat notes can breathe a little longer. Offbeats should usually be shorter, like a 16th or even a 32nd. And yes, use velocity accents, even on a sub. Strong notes around 100 to 127, ghosty notes 50 to 80. Even if operator isn't super velocity sensitive, your saturation and dynamics downstream will respond differently, and it makes your MIDI more intentional. Now an extra coaching concept. Give yourself a note budget per bar. A lot of intermediate jungle falls apart because the sub is doing too much. Commit to 2 to 4 sub events per bar for your main loop, and then maybe one special bar every 4 or 8 bars where you add extra chatter. Breakbeats are the star. The sub is the engine, not the narrator. Also, sub length should follow the kick pattern, not the grid. If your kick is sparse, you can let that downbeat note breathe a touch longer. If your kick is busy, or you've got ghost kicks, shorten the sub so the low end doesn't smear into the next transient. Step 4. Lock the sub to the break with musical sidechain. We want the kick and snare transient to read, but we do not want house pumping. Jungle should feel tight, not like it's breathing dramatically every quarter note. Option A. Classic compressor sidechain. Put a compressor on the sub channel. Enable sidechain and feed it from a clean kick layer, not the whole break. That's a big one. If you sidechain to the full amen, your sub will duck unpredictably because the break is chaotic by nature. Set ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so a little transient can still exist. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, tune to the groove. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Subtle, just enough to make room. Option B, gate sidechain for a snappier jungle feel. Same sidechain source, but use it gently. Think transient clearing, not chopping your bass into nothing. Step 5, arrange it like Ragga Jungle. Call and response and drop edits. A loop is not a drop. The drop is a conversation between elements. Break, bass, vocals, stabs, fills. Let's build a 32-bar framework. Bars 1 to 8. Establishment. Keep the sub-pattern mostly stable. Small variation every 2 bars, max. This is where the listener locks into your motif. Don't get clever too early. Bars 9 to 16. Variation plus hype. Change one thing. 1. Add a pickup note into the next phrase, or change the last note's pitch, like root to minor 3rd to 4th, or double a rhythm for a single bar. Bars 17 to 24. Call and response with mids or vocals. This is where you intentionally leave gaps. Silence is impact. Let the vocal chop shout in the hole, and the sub comes back like an answer. Bars 25 to 32. Pre-switch energy. Introduce a B phrase for 2 to 4 bars, or create a switch illusion, without rewriting everything. Keep the same notes, but change the octave of only the first hit of each bar, or mute every second offbeat hit. That reads like a switch up, but it stays coherent and DJ-friendly. Inside Ableton, use arrangement view locators. Name them things like drop A1, drop A2, call response, pre-switch. Color code your tracks too. It seems small, but it speeds up decision-making, and arrangement is basically decision-making at high speed. Step 6. Tighten timing without wrecking the low end. Groove is crucial in jungle, but don't swing the sub the same way you swing hats. If you swing the sub hard, it starts feeling late and flabby, and the whole track leans backward. So, apply groove pool mainly to tops and break slices. Keep the sub mostly straight. If you want a little hang, nudge select offbeat bass notes slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Or, even better most of the time, don't move them, just shorten them. Shorter notes often create more perceived bounce than timing shifts, and it stays solid on big rigs. And quick Live 12 workflow tip. In the MIDI clip, use fold so you only see the notes you're using. It's faster to iterate rhythms. And if you use scale awareness, it helps keep quick pitch variations musical without thinking too hard. Step 7. Bounce it. Resampling for control. Classic jungle workflow. Once your sub is working, print it. This is where you stop fighting Live MIDI behaving differently every time and start shaping audio like a producer. Create a new audio track called a sub print. Set its input to resampling. Solo the subtrack, or the bass group if you're printing a combined sound, and record 16 to 32 bars. Now you can do all the things that make jungle feel tight. Fade note tails precisely. Use clip fades to avoid clicks. Chop and re-trigger like sampling. And if you're not time stretching, you often don't need fancy warp modes. Keep it simple. If you do warp, be careful. Pro move. Print two versions. One called sub clean with minimal processing. One called sub dirt with heavier saturation. Then blend. That way your fundamental stays stable, and you can turn character up and down without ruining the low end. Extra upgrade, make a parallel audibility channel. If you want the sub to read on small speakers without contaminating the fundamental, create a return track called Bass IR. Send your sub to it very lightly. On the return, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so only upper content remains. Then distort it more aggressively, saturator or roar. Then EQ again to tame harshness around 1 to 3 kHz if it bites. Blend it until you only notice it when you mute it. That's the sweet spot. Step 8. Glue it into the mix with bus processing. Group your bass tracks into a bass bus. Put EQ 8 first, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz, gentle cleanup. Then glue compressor, barely working. 1 to 2 dB gain reduction max. Slow attack around 10 milliseconds. Auto release is usually fine. Limiter only if you need to catch peaks, not to crush. And keep headroom. If your master is already slammed, you'll never get that effortless sub bounce. Jungle needs transient space. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast.